As we started out our Lenten season, my pastor at Annunciation Parish has been really focusing on prayer, the first of the three disciplines of our Lenten season. And oftentimes when we talk of prayer, I know when I was growing up, I was taught was prayer, was I had to memorize the Our Father, the Hail Mary. Occasionally, I would have to say the rosary with the family. I've learned to do the Divine Mercy. And there's so, a host of other sacramentals that we can pray. But it was always full of words, words going outward to God, words going out to thank God, words going out to plead for God to give us what we need. But there's another very important, and I would dare say more important, aspect of prayer, and that is of listening. It was funny, while I was at the first Mass this morning, my wife sent me a little marriage tip. Obviously, she was reading the Gospel because it starts out, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And then it says, we do not always want to listen to what we are told. Listen carefully to others, especially your spouse. I took the hint. Christ might be speaking to you through their words. Are you a good listener? Do you wonder if you could be a better listener? Good listeners stay present and engaged with what is being said to them. Oftentimes, we don't retain what we hear. In fact, the average listener only remembers about 25% of a talk or lecture 2 months later, according to testing from Harvard Business Review. And a good homily might make it out of the parking lot. Active listening requires deeper attention and empathy, which ideally leads to a greater understanding of practice of paying attention to what someone is saying, and it demonstrates unconditional acceptance and unbiased reflection. According to researcher Harry Wagner, and it's this type of listening that becomes very effective and beneficial to us when we're listening to God. You know, the first thing Abraham had to do was listen to God. But Abraham also had to be willing to hear God, no matter what the word spoken was. Abraham's obedient listening had an impact far beyond his family and his community, for he was also promised that by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves because you have obeyed my voice. There's another important reality revealed in this story, is that our relationship with God entails sacrifice. Active listening requires sacrifice. Sacrifice of our precious time and the gift of our full presence. We're still very much early in our Lenten season. So we might want to ponder how our relationship with God is calling us to sacrifice, how our ability to listen and our interior disposition towards God might need to change to better hear and respond to God with Abraham-like faith, generosity, and obedience. Jesus always heard the voice of the Father, and he remained obedient to it. For Jesus, the threat of sacrifice went beyond Isaac's questioning of his father. When Isaac questioned, "Father, where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" For Jesus, that sacrifice was the reality of the cross, the reality of Calvary. And yet Jesus trusted God, who did not withhold his only son, but gave him up, that he would always, as Paul would tell us, be for all of us. When Jesus and his apostles told his apostles that he must suffer and die, Peter rejected Jesus' word outright, even though Jesus' narrative spoke of suffering that concluded with the resurrection. Peter and the other disciples were unable to hear God's way of suffering, but only sought the glory that they knew was the essence of God. It was when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a high mountain, away from everyone else, and Jesus was transfigured, joined by Moses and Elijah, that Peter, who seems to always speak before he listens, suggested building three tents, reminiscent of the tent or the tabernacle in which God resided and dwelt with his people from the revelation of Sinai until the completion of Solomon's temple. It is during this revelation these chosen apostles stood in the glory, terrified, hearing God say, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to him when he says things that you cannot grasp. Listen to him when he says things that are contrary to what passes as conventional wisdom. Listen to him when he says that trying hard, too hard, to save your lives is the surest way of losing your life. Listen to him when he says that the cross is the way to go, that suffering and death are not the end of all, but are a gateway to life in its fullness." Now, Peter's tent building proposal may have been a commendably pious, and we can hardly blame him for desiring to stay in that glorious moment for as long as they could. But the God who showed them this vision of heavenly glory and spoke to them out of that glory is the same God who spoke to them through Jesus when Jesus told them he would have to suffer and die. When we listen to God, we don't get to just pick the good stuff, the words that appeal to us. God asks us to actively listen always. Paul reminds us that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate us from God's love. Even the greatest grief, even the most profound transgression, trials, tests, our suffering is not the end of the story. Paul asks us in Romans, what then are we to do with these things? And he reminds us that if God is for us, who can be against us? The end of the story is God's glory, but it requires active listening to God's voice. Yes, even amid trials, suffering, pain, loss, even when it seems God's voice is the one that's commanding the suffering, we're called to be patient and listen again. For the voice of God desires only our blessings, only life. After all, Jesus reveals that this mystery that we're going to celebrate together, this Paschal mystery, is the goal of our journey for Lent and our lives.